Welcome to the Integration Podcast, your guide to enterprise integration.
Abraham, thanks for joining us in this call. And in this call, we're going to talk about the API management and what this whole setup is about, what to consider whenever you're dealing with this. So, Abraham, would you care to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Bram Keijers. And I work at Proxellens, which is a Netherlands and Belgium-based company. My main task there is to be the cloud platform expert. So I work with cloud platform integration, as well as SAP UI5 applications, mobile and web. And I also have a great interest in a lot of interesting and fascinating services which are available at cloud platform, like the API management, which we are going to discuss today.
The first thing I guess would be interesting is how much API management have you been working with?
Well, API management is a fairly new product, so to say, in the integration category of cloud platform. The work we did with that was mostly on a proof of concepting basis, but we are now in the lead of doing some projects with it. So you have to understand, most of our customers are also working with the integration middleware as well, for example, migrating to the cloud platform. Yeah, you can see that the API management is just now starting to get picked up by customers.
Yeah, I guess it is something that takes a little while to figure out how this all applies and where does it work. How difficult is it to get working? It's like 3 years, something like that, since API management was released from SAP?
Somewhere. Yeah, I could not really find an exact date, but the first official documentations and keynotes are, I at least found, were from 2015.
Okay.
So yeah, around 3 years, I would say, indeed. Yeah.
But yeah, it takes a little while, but it's a new thing, and I guess people need to figure out how this all deals with where it is useful. And I guess that is also one of the key things that we were just chatting about. So where is do you find the API management, or where is those proof of concepts that you have done for customers? What kind of reasons were there?
Well, reasons being in the very practical appliance of API management. One example which I discussed a lot with customers is managing services which are exposed through SAP Gateway. Suppose you have a SAP backend system like ECC, which is providing, for example, employee data to third parties. So think about a payroll or authentication provider from an employer. What you have in the old way of working is that you make a service interface at ECC, which provides the data, and that service interface is often nowadays used and exposed with cloud platform integration, and then will end up at the third party. But if there is a second third party which wants to have those data, then probably there will be made a second interface and a second integration flow. What you can do with API management is say, well, we have a central interface for employee data. We expose that through API management. And there we govern and provide access to all our different third-party systems. Mm-hmm. So, and there is... cost-cutting. There's the cost-cutting aspect of API management, is that you have to do less developments and service interfaces and integrations to get your endpoint exposed.
Hmm. So it's easier and more simple.
Yeah,
I guess more secure is also a part of it.
Yeah. It is also a big part of API management, the security. Mm-hmm. And that's governed by policies in this product. So when you are a developer at the API portal of API management, you can register to the exposed APIs. They are displayed at products there. And then you automatically have an API type of authentication. But that does not need to end there, because you can also apply OAuth or basic authentication or various policies on that API to make it even more secure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's also a great aspect. One of the examples I've made was as well, was that I replaced the basic authentication of my API provider with OAuth. So that's also a case you can do that you have.
So as a user of your API, I would call using OAuth, and then with the OAuth, I would get an access to the backend system.
Yeah, and then you have a API management, then you have a uniform authentication strategy, so to say. Mm-hmm. But at the backend, you can use the authentication what is already there. So you do not have to change the API.
Mm. Okay.
And you get that aspect as well in data providing, for example. So out of the box, API management provides you with different policies which can transform your data. So for example, you can transform an XML data structure into a JSON structure if that's required.
Mm-hmm. So in these things, have you done a lot of mapping or anything like that?
No, not at all. You can just use the...
You're just exposing the old data or the JSON XML raw.
Yeah.
Filtering out a few elements if required for a specific use case.
Yeah, so then you can support a specific use case, but none to minimal coding and keep your API users happy. So that's great about this product. Yeah.
So I guess with all of these different things, there's a lot of other providers of these API platforms. So why do customers see that SAP platform is SAP's API management is a cool thing?
Well, that the customers we work with are already familiar, for example, with the cloud platforms, or they use integration services there, for example, or have some databases connected. So in that case, the big advantage is that you that when you use cloud platform, that you can really easily expose those services as well. So for example, you can easily add a data source, database, or a data lake from a cloud platform on your API management, as well as integrations from cloud platform integration.
So when you're saying you're connecting a database, can you then just connect directly from the API management into a HANA, or in the HANA you need to expose some data using the advanced coding or...
Yeah, that also depends on the case what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, if it's on cloud platform and it's available, then it can also and it has some kind of service opportunities, then you can also manage it in API. Okay.
Otherwise, I guess you'd be using the cloud connector would also be pretty useful in this case.
Yeah, you also can use the cloud connector indeed. Also the SAP gateway we talked before. We discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
You can just add those services and expose them,
mm-hmm.
And also manage them for individual users or in general.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Yeah.
Then I guess the next thing is then, well, once you got created the API, you want to expose it and make it easy for people to understand and figure out how do we call this, because I guess a lot of the challenges you have if you're doing a lot of integration is this about how do you really call our service, and if you want to avoid all of this manual work, then there should be an easier way, and I guess that's the developer portal. I don't know if have you made any documentations of these things that you have created?
Well, actually, SAP provides a getting started landing page, which I will share with everyone afterwards. And there is a complete tutorial on how to use the parts of API management. Because actually, API management consists of three parts, which provides you with the specific tasks you want to do. So at first, you have an API designer,
mm-hmm.
where you can add your APIs or create them even. You can create, for example, test stub APIs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And after you have done that and you publish them in the form of products, then the developer at the developer portal, so the other side, so say, so the API consumer side, can browse and learn about your APIs, and he can start consuming them. Mm-hmm. And in the middle, between the API designer and the developer portal, we find the API portal where the actual management tasks are executed. So in the API portal, you can, for example, change the authentication of an API, or you can check the analytics and the notifications you have. So
a developer can see how much he's using the API and the description of it.
Yeah. In the administration, you can see the overview of that. So the API portal where the administrator can see, well, these are the usage statistics. Also, you can see the number of error codes which resulted in your API as well, and on what time frame. So it's also really helpful in when you need to debug or analyze an issue.
Yeah. So I was just browsing around in this, and so you're just creating this Swagger file, which is the XML description of these things, and then people can see all the different fields and stuff like that. And I guess also this is what SAP is using for SAP.com that describes all their different APIs. So you can, if you're really into exposing everything, then that would be a good way to see what SAP has provided.
Yeah, they have their own API and portal, and they are using this management tool as well. So, for example, when you are looking at the machine learning APIs, they are exposed there in the way we would expose the service interface from ECC from a previous example, so to say.
So
In the Dutch, we say you are what you eat, and this is a great example of that strategy from SAP. So if you have a product like this, then you you need to use it yourself as well.
Yeah.
So that's a big advantage. So I also have pointed people out to that API endpoint of SAP. So, well, go try it out. Go try out a machine learning service with API management. Mm-hmm. Knowing that there is API management in the background, and experience how easy to use it is.
If you are going to start on this project on Monday, well, maybe not this Monday, but after Easter, whenever, what would be the first thing that would be relevant for such a project, in your opinion?
That is basically to look at the division of stakeholders you have within your organization. So how many API providers are there? Where are they located? On-premise or cloud-based or through middleware or as a data storage interface? And you also need to look at the API consumers. Well, which API consumers do I have? Are they internally? Are they a third party? Are those systems? So is this machine-to-machine communication, or is this a manual operation?
So there's a lot of mapping about the requirements and figuring out what all the different components involved in this.
Yeah, and then you extract a business case from it. For example, the previous ECC example is one we are checking to implement now. Mm-hmm. But also another business case would be when you have, for example, an external third-party interface, for example, to send mass mail towards your customers, mm-hmm. and you want to expose that within your organization and within your organization landscape to be used by different applications. So, and in that case, the difference is that you have a monetized service that you want to share. So probably in that case, you want to make some kind of payment plans or monetization in API management so that you can manage the costs that you make by using this API.
So every time you call the API, it costs you whatever.
So that's another example involving also the external systems as well.
Yeah, that was the monetization. Then we got how easy is it to monitor what's going on and see, are there any bottlenecks we need to figure out and where do we and how do we deal with these things?
That also depends a bit on the case, but out of the box, if you have provided APIs to API management on the one hand, and on the other side, developers are using them, so you have the whole you have a case in place and it's working, then out of the box in the API portal you will already see and various analytics, for example, based on the usage and usage rates on your APIs. When you're using API management, it does not mean that you have to redefine what you want to see from an API. Out of the box, that's already available. So then really the process of managing will start. So you will see in the initial tables and other graphics some things that stand out. For example, high usage volumes at a particular day or a particular time. And then you want to act on that with a notification, for example, or you want to apply a traffic policy to reduce it at that endpoint, or you want to communicate with the API user that's using your app, well, hey, we need to make some more separation in consuming. After you have this product in place, then the real management part will advance, so to say. So then you then automatically, because it's it's basically you converge your API life cycles to one single platform. So you, at that platform, you will manage the life cycle, well, new versioning, new authentication, new endpoints. You will all put that to that single platform, then automatically new cases will arise.
Yeah, it's a great platform that covers all of these different things and make it easy for people to get access to. I was just checking out the price. At least if you go on the cloud platform calculator, it seems like it's $180 per month, which is, I guess, pretty cheap for an SAP product for 1 million calls. And I don't know how much that how long time that will take you to burn through that. But I guess at least then you would have some experience with how much traffic is going around in these things.
Yeah, that's...
And the business case.
Yeah, that's the great part of the new SAP pricing, the consumption-based pricing, is that it's relatively cheap. For companies to say, well, we want to try out this new service for a while and we want to experiment with it. So that's really great. Also with API management, so that you can have 1 million calls, but in general with any service at API management, where you can say, well, I want to experiment more. And a couple of weeks ago, I went to the Dutch Partner Summit for SAP. This platform strategy, so providing services which are not beyond services, but providing platforms as a service, was really explanatory there. So it was really highlighted. So we want customers to start with a base on cloud platform with all the core elements, and then just start checking out what else is possible and experiment and make shorter life cycles as well. So that's really great. Yeah,
so I think that was all the different questions I had. I don't know if there's anything that would be useful for people to know before they get started with this that we forgot.
No, not really. We talked about a hands-on example using SAP Gateway. We have talked about getting to know your stakeholders, so the providers, consumers, what you want to govern.
Then I guess maybe the development approach and creating these different, well, both the proxies, but also the policies that allow you to do the different things you want to do, if it's spike arrest or if it's removing fields or doing changes in the payload. Did you find that easy to learn, or is that something there's a bit of a learning curve on figuring out which of these to use?
No, not really. It's when you look at the policy screen, so to say, for API management, where you're going to apply governance to security or traffic or those kind of things, then it's fairly easy, because basically you see a screen with a flow running from the API consumer towards the provider and back. So you can see the request and the response flow. Mm-hmm. And what you do with the policies is that you place them at the flow you want to govern and at the time you want to govern. So you have pre-flow policies, which are executed before the request or response is delivered, and post-flow, and they are requested afterwards. When you are using the out-of-the-box connectors, just for example, the XML to JSON connector, that's fairly easy to get in place because you make a pre-flow XML to JSON converter. Mm-hmm. And you save, and then immediately your XML structure, which is the response of your API, will be transformed to JSON, to the JSON data structure. So it's fairly easy to use, and it's also very visual. So you can also keep track on different policies you have mm-hmm. Configured.
Abraham, thanks for sharing this with us. I hope you as a listener got a little more clear on some of these different things that's interesting to do with SAP API management. And I guess if you have any further questions, you can contact Abraham. I will put links to your LinkedIn profile in the show notes, so go see them there. And you said you had some examples. If you send those to me, then I will put those into the show notes also. So go to integrationpodcast.com and there you would be able to see these notes.
Yeah, I will share them with them. Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Thanks. Bye.